Night show. We do this every Friday night, 9 to 11, kind of a compilation of the best of. People are always asking me during the week, hey, what are you going to do on Friday night? I never know. Depends on how I feel. You know, depends on the mood. Depends on the kind of week I've had. I got one chat up. My goodness, the Grease Man here. Doing that Friday night show. We do this every Friday night, 9 to 11, kind of a compilation of the best of. People are always asking me during the week, hey, what are you going to do on Friday night? I never know. Depends on how I feel. You know, depends on the mood. Depends on the kind of week I've had. I can tell you what I'm not going to do, though. Those Clint Eastwood stories. How ridiculous. Yeah, I get flack on them all the time. People say, Grease, you're supposed to be a big man, bold man, proud man. How can you do that? Oh, come on, for crying out loud. The thought that I would even consider a relationship that I joke about with Clint Eastwood, and the thought that he would even consider it himself. Kind of ridiculous, isn't it? But if I got knocked on the head... Man, we met at a party, and I dropped my cocktail napkin. We both bent down to pick it up, and donk, donk. We hit our heads. And he looked at me, and I looked at him. Next thing you know, we'd probably have that apartment in Calorama. He'd be Callahan of the PD, and I'd be his honey, hopping around, probably singing, it had to be you. It had to be you. Show me again that bulbous blue vein that had to be you. Oh, drive me home deep. You know I won't weep. It goes so low, dive it again. It just had to be you. It had to be you. Can you capiche? You're my sweet dish. It had to be you. I won't spill a drop, that's why they call me Mr. Clean. It had to be you, it had to be you, it had to be you. Wow, da, da, da. Clinton, why didn't you tell me you had political aspirations? I just read in the paper you're running for mayor.
What about it, punk?
Well, that means I will be the first guy. Yeah, you know, because we'll be together, Clinton. We'll move into the mayor's mansion together, and I'll be responsible for all the social obligations. I can hardly wait. Oh, you'll get elected hands down. I can just see it now. The big inauguration party. I'll have Raphael whip up some lobster bisque from down at the restaurant and bring it on by. It's going to be so wonderful. Can I have those implants we've been talking about, Clinton? Oh, this is the time. I'll get that strapless gown, and I'll come out. I'll be by your side always. I'll never leave your side, no matter what. Even when you're riding in motorcades and stuff, I'll always be there, Clinton, because I really want to support you in your political career.
There's no way, punk. You're gonna be anywhere near me when I'm running.
What do you mean, Clinton?
I can't run for office with you, punk. Our relationship will be like it always has. You come out to the squad car about midnight. You meet me there. I pop and drop. You take a hike.
But wait a minute. Clinton, I want to live in the mansion with you. I'll cook for you. I'll entertain foreign dignitaries when they come to visit Carmel. Clinton, I'll be such a valuable asset to me. Please, Clinton.
No way, punk. I can't be associated with you if I'm going to run for office.
Wait a minute. Clinton, this is America. Clinton, are you forgetting where you are? This is America. This is a place that tolerates everybody, no matter who they are, no matter where they come from. Come on, Clinton. Haven't you ever heard, give us your huddled masses yearning to be free?
Where'd you hear a thing like that, punk?
Well, I saw it written on the bottom of the Statue of Liberty. I can see you're going to make a great politician. You already have the hang of pigeonholing.
It's the Grease Man, shrieking live on Friday night, 9 to 11 on DC 101.